Sunbeams penetrate the fissure between my curtains. I lie in bed, stiff as a corpse, watching them march across the floor and scale the side of my bed, an ancient army sieging my castle. They attack my exposed arm with their fiery touch, and goose flesh envelops me. I shudder as they crawl up my arm, a horde of spiders, caressing my flesh with spindly legs. My alarm blares on the nightstand next to my bed. It's not a siren or buzzing noise, but it's annoying just the same. I have it set on a local pop radio station, 98.3, The Buzz. Right now they're playing a new song by Justin Timberlake. My best friend Veronica has told me countless times that his smile melts all the girls like the people at the end of the movie Raiders of the Lost Ark. I laugh aloud and snort a little every time I think about it, still not quite understanding what it truly means. Justin's voice is good, but he doesn't play my type of music. Songs that make me feel violent and aggressive are my preference. I desire music that gets me off my feet and makes me whip my head around, like Disturbed, or Red, or Rob Zombie. My neck twinges just thinking of the last concert Veronica took me to, and it puts a smile on my face. One might speculate why I set my alarm to a radio station that plays Justin Timberlake, but the answer is simple. The music they play is vexing enough that it wakes me up and forces me to crawl out of bed to silence it. I'd never venture out of my bed otherwise. Artemis pads over to me and nuzzles my hand. She's a black lab, 4 years old and full of energy. She's also my other best friend. We've been together for 2 years. Without her, I'm lost in the world. Yeah, I was born blind, but I'm not complaining. I've never known anything else. Besides, I can distinguish between darkness and light to an extent. I'm sure it's far better than those who are blind and live in perfect darkness, or others who see constant light, day and night. It's strange navigating through a world where I know nothing of what surrounds me, other than indistinguishable blobs. People speak of colors, shapes, and textures, a world of depth beyond measure. They marvel at the beauty and ugliness of everything that fills our world. But I see none of it. The only thing I know is what I touch, hear, smell, and taste. My sense of touch is strange sometimes, especially as of late. Sometimes, and maybe it's my imagination running wild like it does, I feel the difference between colors. I can't explain it, and I don't know if it's true, but who could tell me I'm wrong? I'm a senior in high school, and life there would be hell if it wasn't for Veronica. Most of the kids just ignore me. We're invisible to each other, but for different reasons. We walk amongst each other like spirits, existing on separate planes and never encountering one another. It's a lonely existence, but it's the only thing I've ever known. It's my life. The only exceptions to the ghost rule are Robbie and Jimmy. Robbie's a total jerk and a bully, but not just to me, so he doesn't really count. Jimmy hangs around sometimes, usually when Veronica's not there. I think he might be scared of her. Oddly enough, Veronica was my sworn enemy in middle school. She dedicated her life to making mine a living hell for 2 long years. She'd find the grossest, ugliest boys in school and tell them I had a crush on them, and that they should come and kiss me. She told them I enjoyed my butt being grabbed, and that my breasts actually honked when squeezed. Girls are cruel. Boys are stupid.